to the Nutramedic Report for the Tuesday show, July 19th. And we have, of course, our Carrot Bars University team, Pete Fedick and Jim Deal. Welcome, gentlemen, to the program.
Hello, sir.
Well, the first day of the convention opened, and it was pretty uneventful, although I think pretty flashy. Today they take the roll call, so I think that you're going to see the prospective nominee become the final nominee, and all the foolishness going in behind the scenes. But what's going on worldwide is pretty significant. Last week we had on the program Harley Schlanger from Austria talking about the central bank in Europe, in Germany, and the banks in Italy and Spain, not only teetering, but talking about bailing in money. The why of why people should do gold by the gram is not even debatable, is it?
No, it is interesting because it's somewhat of a niche market. There's not that many people doing it, though there are some. But most of the time you go to these coin dealers and they're dealing with ounces and stuff. And when it comes to real-world situations, you want something that's affordable and spendable, if you will.
And portable, too. If you want to do a transaction, you can do a K-exchange anywhere in the world. So you can exchange a gram of gold and buy something like leather goods. If you're a leather worker in, say, Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you buy leather from Italy, you can do it with Carrot Bars.
You can
sell services as well online. That's why I think Carrot Bars is the ideal currency. It can't be manipulated. It's not run by a bank or a government. It can't be devalued. And in fact, it has a value that even extends beyond the gold in it. The gold anchors it, but it has more value than the actual gold. So when people say, well, it costs more than buying a coin, but if you sell a coin, you're going to get a fractional reserve funny anti-money. So there's no comparison, is there?
No, and you can't create it out of thin air either. So.
Exactly. Now, we have a number of people who have actually contacted me, and I've sent them on to you to join the Carrot Bars training, which you do by Skype, and also a phone number. Do you want to give out that number or how people can contact you? If they contact me, I'll cut and paste their information over and send it to you, Jim.
You forward it to me.
Yeah,
forward it to me, and I'll reach out to them. I've received just one so far, though.
That was just since last week, but we have a few others that I think have contacted me by email, and I have to respond to them and send their information along as well. So I have a bunch of them sent me emails.
Forward that on to me so I can reach out to all of them, because we want to get them all together as a group and then do a group training.
Now, I'd like to hear you two gentlemen talk about where things are going, depending on the bifurcation of whether Trump is president or Hillary, and how this will affect it. It really won't affect it one way or the other, because if Trump gets in, strengthens our military, closes our borders, builds up our economy, lowers tax rates for corporate and citizens, so a lot of corporations bring their money back here, I think they've estimated something like $4 or $5 trillion is what I've heard the number bandied about that actually will arrive back in America if they change the corporate tax rate and a lot of the crazy rules we have. That's going to be good, which means your money will go farther. But the problem is, don't feel totally at ease, because around the world, the world economy isn't good. America is a shining light compared to most other economies, where things are really not good. Like in Europe, it's catastrophically bad on top of the hirage of the Muslim invasion. And then if you look at Russia, their ruble has dropped to half what it was in August of 2014. China, although it's got a giant manufacturing economy, half of their loans are shark loans at 20 to 30% or higher. So they're teetering, and they have to have a market. And, of course, if people in Europe and elsewhere can't buy their stuff, their internal economy crashes. They really don't have a significant middle class yet. They might in 10 or 20 years. But they have for every job that they have 9 people that are qualified to apply and actually do the job. So things are not not good worldwide. So what's going on is people should be aware that even if Trump gets in, things are not all well in terms of the world economy. Now, if Hillary gets in, it's immediately catastrophic, because she's going to do a lot of things. 550% more people coming in there, Muslims, so you have terrorism, probably a domestic security bill, open borders, continuing spending like a drunken sailor, no real relief for the small and medium business. The big transnational corporations, which he's tied to, and globalists, they'll do just fine. But the average person is going to get crunched if Hillary gets in.
Well, the thing that's interesting, I don't know how much Trump knows, but he does give hints that he's aware. He spoke of that the economy's in a bubble right now and it's going to break soon. And he says, you know, if it happens on Obama's watch, that will probably be better for him because they won't try to pin it on him. So the fact that he's even talking about bubbles and aware of it, that's kind of unique. You don't hear politicians talking about that. And that's because he's a businessman. You know,
right.
The other thing that's really interesting is if you do a little research, just do a search on Trump and gold. And by the way, this is not a plug, but I recommend that when you do searches, you use startpage.com, not Google. Startpage is an anonymous search engine that works on the Google's algorithm, and it just as effective as Google, but they won't gather personal information. Anyway, so if you do a search on Trump and gold, he's accepted gold as payments for goods and services in the past. So he understands to some degree the value of gold, which is kind of interesting. I mean, being a businessman and having that perspective, I think is he brings a whole different attitude and mindset into government that you're not going to see from a classical politician.
Right.
Most of those guys are totally on board, lock, stock, and barrel with the whole funny money system, and he doesn't sound to be that way. You know.
Exactly, yeah. And I think he understands, too, that, you know, understanding how money works and how the velocity of money works, what's going on is the velocity of credit has dropped tremendously. The velocity of money has dropped. The number of people that are dependent on government handouts is catastrophic. So if the economy ever took even a dip and, say, the food stamps stopped, we'd have basically unbelievable rioting we've never seen before.
Oh, it's interesting you say that. I saw a video not that long ago of a gal and her what kind of cards are those that they use? EBT cards or something
that? I think you're right. EBT, and these are the cards they use for. And unfortunately, they're also using these EBT cards. People are buying drugs, alcohol, all kinds of stuff. They're exchanging.
Yeah, there's Yeah, there's no restraint on what you can use them for, from what I understand. But anyway, there was one video of a gal that went into a grocery store, and for some reason, the card hadn't been loaded. It gets loaded periodically, just like you get welfare checks.
Right.
And she flipped out, man. She tore that store apart. It was kind of funny, but it wasn't. But, I mean, it just shows you the mindset of this dependence on government and stuff.
Well, they're young, healthy males that otherwise could work. They have the EBT card here in California. I heard in the last few weeks they've actually cut their cards. So
really?
What that means is we're dealing with a very fragile situation. If you actually look at the number of people that are out of the workforce, they're on government dole, and you compare it to the numbers from 1929, the actual unemployment numbers, which is 95 million Americans are not in the employment role, so they don't include them in unemployed. It's almost like saying you're not in the grave yet, but you're not really alive. So we're not going to include you on the live numbers, the numbers of unemployed. So you're kind of in this limbo region to say, well, you know, one-third of the American population, and probably more in terms of adults, are actually not working or looking for work, so therefore they're not really unemployed. It's so weird.
What percentage of the population was unemployed during the Depression? I've not looked up that number.
I think the numbers were about half or third what they are now. And, people, by the way, back then, most people were within 20 miles of a farm or someplace where they could work for dinner or whatever, and they could sleep in the barn or whatever, they'll survive. But less than 5% of the population in America are preppers or live in a rural area where they could, you know, they can grow vegetables, they can raise chickens.
I think the people outside the metropolitan areas are probably going to be okay because they know how to live off the land.
We live in a gated community in rural, just outside of Vista, California, up in the mountains. And we have a criminal defense attorney and his DA wife, and they raise chickens, and their next door neighbors are major media people that work for ESPN, and they raise chickens. We all have greenhouses here. The Koreans are across the street on a furniture manufacturing company in South Korea. They've got, like, you know, I call Korea Land down there. They've got every type of farm equipment you can imagine. And when you open your door, you can hear the geese on the other side of the valley, and you can hear the horses braying. It's like, okay, we're going to make it, you know. I have a greenhouse.
Well, you know,
fruit and nuts season in season all year round. So, and, like, I'm a prepper. I got backup 20-kilowatt generator. I've got solar panels for emergency. I'm ready. I armed to the teeth with all kinds of nasty stuff.
Well, you know, I personally don't think an economic, a major economic disaster will be very hard initially, but I think in the long term it'll be good because it'll force us to get back and live off the land. It'll force us to become united as families and not be so fragmented. And I think there's actually a lot of pluses. I'm not wanting it to get bad, but I don't see it as all bad, I guess is what I'm saying.
You're an optimist. Let's put it this way. I actually have classified documents from the Australian, Canadian, and U.S. governments, and just that the power goes out, 90% of citizens in these three major countries will be dead. I think it'll be worse than the Fear of the Walking Dead series that's on TV now. It'll be so gross, nobody would want to even videotape it.
In fact,
it'll happen within the fourth day. When all the food is rotting, when the dog food's finished, when you can't put gas in your car because the power's gone, when they turn the water down because sewage is backing up in your tub and your sink because they only have emergency water or power supply, I think people are going to freak out. And it's like that woman in the store when her EBT card didn't work. Now, solutions is, number one, don't be on city water so you have backup water. Do have tanks. I have rainwater collection tanks and emergency tanks. Do have a septic field, which is better to be outside the city. Do not be in a big city. If you are in a big city, you're suicidally dumb. If anything bad happens of any kind, let's say they had something happen recently. I was looking at Drudge here. They're saying something about some traffic hell, crane collapse, Tappan Zee Bridge. You heard about that?
Stupid stuff,
you know, like a crane collapses. Or you have a terrorist does something stupid in some place. Or all the credit card machines go down. People have to understand something as simple as collapsing electronic funds transfer, it can be unbelievable in terms of what happens in society. People say, oh, that can't happen. I said, well, I think you're not really calculating it out as to what will happen. And I know that the people that are going to move rural already listened to this program for 5 or 10 years. They contact Dave and Gene Mitchell, whether they're moving in America or elsewhere, to get their advice. They can get collective of people together to put small amounts of money in and buy a chunk of land for, say, 100 families and start, you know, getting things like turtle tough shelters or RVs or, you know, making sure they have a gravity, water tanks and solar. People are going to get ready now before it hits the fan. Having carrot bars, because to me, having carrot bars is just as important as having freeze-dried food and seeds. I mean, you got to be kidding if they're not doing carrot bars. Really, do they really think they're prepped? Are they crazy? Why? It's like having a gun with no ammo.
Right. Well, here's the thing about, this is the thing about, you know, carrot bars that's really interesting. First of all, let me say that I agree that initially it's going to be a real mess and a real disaster. I was talking more about long term and how things settle out when all the dust settles and whoever's gone is gone and whatever's gone on.
Well, you know, but for the people that survive,
I think it'll be okay. Yeah.
But let me explain. The people that survive are already, number one, out of the city. Number two, they're already at least partially prepping. They can last, let's say, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, because most disasters are going to change people's behavior really quick. For example, if you're only partially prepped and you've got some heritage seeds and you got a yard where you can kind of plow it up and turn it into a garden, or you can make a lean-to greenhouse on the side of your house with 100 mil poly and some 2x4s, a lot of people are going to adapt real fast if they're in at least an area where outside what I call the blast zone, where you're going to have roving bands of starving, crazed people that are out of their mind because the power's gone and the government's not sending out their EBT card things and the grocery stores are empty because there's no trucks delivering stuff and they're scared to go to the no-go zones because people, you know, attack the grocery trucks bringing the stuff in. Mm-hmm. People say, that can't happen. I say, you know what? You just see, you know what I'd like to see? Someone make a series of either board games or video games called
Survival.
You use the Bible as a template, but I would call it something like Powermageddon. In other words, the very first bad thing will happen is the power goes out. If you're a terrorist, you know what you want to do? You want to drive along your truck or your car, stick a shotgun out the side of the car, and just blast the power transformers. You don't even need to stop for long. You just go bam, bam, and you just move on to the next one. And it'll take them 3 years to replace those, and the only place that makes them now is China. Now, China's not exactly happy with America. So if we decide to have a power blackout because of either stupidity or allowing terrorists in the country to do stuff, or we just get a coronal mass ejection that just blasts us, we're going to have chaos like we've never seen before. Now, that's the least of the things. Let's say we have super pathogens, like we have H1N1 flu in Panama. Most people don't realize this is a new upgraded version of the 2009, and this one's a killer. 1,800 people just in a month or so hospitalized, 300 still in hospital, 42 dead and going like crazy. That's just one example of a super pathogen. Zika virus, it's sterilizing women and could, according to the World Health Organization, affect 2 billion women. These are only just, you know, blips, but you take them all together, and they're all converging right now in the near future. What I see happening is we're not prepared for, we don't really have a department of defense. We have a department of offense. We offend other people, and then we tick them off and try to frighten them into doing what we want to do business-wise. So, you know, our military, for example, we don't have bomb shelters for people. We don't have backup power systems. We don't have backup power for the sewage, so the sewage backs up in your house. You know, I like to point out by asking questions, is your neighbor prepared? Because if they're not, their preparation is to come to your house really upset, possibly armed, yep, and looking for your stuff. Whether,
yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I think we have a caller here, too, which is good. Royce in Washington. You want to know about care bars and questions about acquiring them. Okay, go ahead, Royce. Ask your question from Jim.
Yes. I've been listening to you about care bars for some time. And I am legally blind, and I'm really limited. I can do very little on my computer and everything, and I do it mostly through my phone. How could I get involved with carrot bars and get going with that?
Well, Royce, I mean, you know, fortunately, this is the kind of thing where it's just mostly, as long as your mouth works, you're in pretty good shape. Obviously, you've got to have access to the website, and I don't know much about. I mean, I understand that the programs are somewhat accommodating in allowing you to access the internet when you're sighted.
Not only that, there's a thing called Web to Braille. In other words, you can actually go from the website and it can read off onto a Braille bar. Web to Braille. And so there really is no barrier to me, to anybody who's blind and has a good intellect and a good speaking voice, to get involved with carrot bars. In fact, if you have a lot of time, you can contact a heck of a lot of people. And the key issue is work deep, which means help people that are really moving forward on it. Number two, ask for help to get started with just playing the sizzle call, which is really easy to do. And be consistent. Stay at it. Month after month. If you stay at it consistently, in 90 days, you're going to build a network of people that are going to be working downline. And if you identify those people downline that are really deciding to work, they're the only one to work for. And don't assume that someone's a doctor or an accountant or somebody that they're really going to be professional and pursue this, because a lot of people either say, they get a million excuses, I'm too busy, I don't have the time, it's beneath me because I'm a politician or I'm a millionaire. You'll find other people, though, they're rich, they're you know, movie moguls or other people, and they get involved with care bars, and you say, or a single mom at home, and so you can't judge who it's going to be. It can be like one of our guys out in New York. Who actually is a fruit stand salesman in New York City and Manhattan. He's doing fantastic. He's from Trinidad. And this guy is just like going bonkers. I would have never guessed in the first place, but he's one of our top producers because he works the guys down in lower Manhattan near Wall Street. So don't limit yourself. That's the key. I would say do not limit yourself. You know, anybody can be very successful at this program, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Ross, what we probably should do is get your contact information to Dr. Bill, and he'll forward it to me, and then we can get on a one-on-one call.
By the way, I'm an innovator. If I can find a way for you to communicate by Internet or some other thing, like I mentioned, like a computer to Braille, et cetera, I'll find it and find out if there's an institution or organization that can donate or provide it for you. So, you know, one of the associations for the blind, because... you know, if you've got a way of reading Braille, and you have a computer, and you have a phone, that's the tools you need, and an attitude of, I'm going to do this. Thanks for calling in, Royce. Give us a shout. Send us the information, and we'll get you connected with Jim Deal.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
By the way, if Royce is listening, that's R-O-Y-C-E, and he's going to contact us. There's all kinds of hardware and computer to braille systems. So, and some are fairly expensive, but you know, I'm sure there's organizations that will foot the cost to create a computer braille systems. And if you have minimal vision, you can have these screens that expand the print, whatever, pictures tremendously, too. So you can use a combination of those, the braille conversion system that converts text to braille. And something will expand your pictures so you can actually make out something. Some people have what we call keyhole vision. Others have kind of a faded vision where they can see some objects and so on. But what it means is there's really no barrier nowadays to anybody. You know, you can be disabled in a wheelchair with one of those little things you put in your mouth to move. You're paralyzed from the neck, and you can run it. We even have now magnetronic helmets they're developing to convert thought waves directly to computer commands, believe it or not.
So, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and so I don't see any barrier. The key thing, I think, is people create their own barriers. And sometimes they wake up after a while and say, oh, this is not good. You know, I don't want to scare the heck out of people without providing a solution. To me, it's more important to concentrate on the solution. Like, I tell people, don't be in a city. Start growing some vegetables, even in the window, with some greens in the window. Start deciding that you're going to have some 100-meal poly, even if you don't have a greenhouse yet. Get some heritage seeds. But this is what I call heritage seed money. Imagine when people are unloading all their stuff, how cheap it's going to be to buy land and do other things that you want, or buy right. other things when gold by the gram becomes so valuable. Like during the Weimar Republic, a gram of gold would buy you a Volkswagen, which is a people car in Germany.
You know, the thing that people don't realize is that they may be in a, if they have gold and they've acquired some gold, and the more the better, of course, they're going to be able to acquire things. If the economy goes as bad as I think it's going to go, they're going to be able to acquire things that they could never acquire with cash.
Well, there's an important thing called mathematics. And the mm-hmm. math is the banks can't get rid of the debt unless they get rid of money. They also want to move to biometric money because it's so expensive now. The actual cost of printing money is too expensive for the banks, including the Federal Reserve says, we want to get rid of having to print money. Now, people don't realize this, but overnight transfers and so on, two-thirds of Federal Reserve currency is electronic. It's not even printed. That right. means out of the 90% of money in the world, which is Federal Reserve, two-thirds of that money has never been printed. Is that weird or what? It's overnight bank transfers and all kinds of things going on electronically. I call it, you know, prestidigitation, like a magic show in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So we're only a couple baby steps away from a biometric system where they have it in their supercomputers. And they go, presto change-o, debt's gone. Now, of course, the problem is if you have to have money to fill in those EBT cards, make sure that all of the unemployed and unemployable and can't get a job, no matter what, people. And, of course, the constraints now, if you're, for example, from a black thug culture and you've had one brush with the law or spent a couple of months or years in prison, the chances of you getting a loan or starting a business, even if you're highly skilled, intelligent, and qualified, just because you're black, is going to be really damned hard. So it makes it very tough for people. In fact, it's harder now than the 1950s for a black person to start a business because of the way things are screwed up. And since the 2008 thing, even just getting a home is like jumping over the moon. It's crazy. You can see homes up for sale, and they can't get a person, even if they love the home, want to buy the home, because they can't qualify for a mortgage. And if you have any kind of issues in your credit or, you know, bad military service or criminal activity or fraud of any kind, you know, this is a litigious culture. You're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. And what people need to do is start building what I call an alternative economy.
Yes.
Because remember, their economy is all based on this fractional reserve money. It's all based on banks. It's all based on mortgage companies and so on. And when things go to hell in a handcart, you're going to be able to buy stuff and acquire things and create your own economy. And yes. I tell people, start doing it now. Don't wait, whether it's 2, 5, or 10 years. We had an interesting discussion yesterday. One of our guys called in. He's a regular caller, 79-year-old gentleman who calls into the radio network of Republic Broadcasting. Very intelligent Christian. And he raised the issue of, you know, what's the identity of the second beast? And, of course, my colleague Tim Alexander thinks that the beast dictator is Netanyahu. I said, oh, really? I said, well, who do you think can force the whole world to take the mark? And I said, I'm going to go through the list. He said, I'm going to ask you, is it Mr. Putin? Is it the king of, you know, the Saudi Arabia? Is it the head of China? No, the answer is no. But could it be the president of the United States now or in the future? Of course. With the banks behind him? Absolutely. The only country that can force the market is America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Provide here uniquely at the Nutri Medical Report, and the two websites are Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Our order line is 888-212-8871, and I strongly recommend that you only get your wellness and functional medicine advice and nutraceuticals, as well as medical advice. When I get a consultation or an email, and by the way, it's a ministry, so I provide it free, then I expect you to follow the advice and not take nutraceuticals elsewhere, and listen to the surgical and other advice, too, because I'm going to tell you what medical legal tests need to be done, what types of surgery is safe, what kind of innovative care is available all over the world, including things like spinal cord surgery, stem cell transplant clinics, which things work and which things don't. Now, I'm also saying this about the geopolitical and financial issues. I searched around. In fact, it was interesting. It was about, I think, over a year ago. My wife, Michelle, kept on kind of being contacted by someone who was saying we should be doing carrot bars. And at first, when Michelle gave me this information, I was very skeptical last year. I thought, come on now. It's probably another scam-tastic scheme. And then I started researching into it, and of course, I picked up and ran with it even faster than Michelle. And I realized that a lot of people don't know that it takes months and years of research, whether it's into medical issues, like my lecture I'm doing for this December in Las Vegas, or the work I've done for 5.5 years on Fukushima Daiichi with Chris Harris, that's his radio name, our NRC radiation consultant and nuclear experts I've been in contact with over the years, or research on financial issues where we bring on financial newsletter experts, financial experts. Like, I get all the newsletters, like Gerald Salenti's and everybody. And I got to tell you, things are beyond catastrophic. We are just teetering on the edge of absolutely the abyss. And the average person isn't prepared for anything. They're not prepared with freeze-dried food or even nutraceutical drinks like our ageless life support. They're not prepared for anything. It's really disturbing. And the thing is, people don't realize that if we don't not only inspire our fellow man and woman to be prepped financially as well, society isn't going to hold together. It's going to be a catastrophic thing. That's why, for example, when they talk about solutions for black families, we want to get dads back in the home. We want to get an income high enough. That's why I don't believe in a minimum wage. I believe in a reverse income tax, but I believe in workfare. In other words, everybody should be able to do a job, including Royce, who wants to do carrot bars. Everybody should be qualified to do a job, even if you're below average intelligence, or you're blind, or have a disability, or have a military accident, or you got PTSD. Everybody should be able to do a business, including those who've had previous brushes with the law. But something like carrot bars, everybody can do. Everybody can start on this business with minimal investment. What I call equivalent of what I call a latte a day. we'll buy probably 2 grams of gold, because lattes are expensive now, aren't they? What are they, $5-6 a latte? So if you do a latte this 5 days a week, that's $100. That's like 2 grams of gold a month, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, what are you going to do with 2 grams of gold when the bottom falls out of the economy? Because believe me, I have no idea when it's going to happen. But let me tell you, it's like the little Dutch boy. Remember the old story about the Dutch boy with his finger in the dike? And the man walked along and he said, "Why, little boy, do you have your finger in the dike?" He says, "Because that crack is getting bigger every time I walk along the dike." So he puts his finger in the dike because he figures, well, maybe I can stop the crack from spreading. Be thy little Dutch boy. Realize that the crack is spreading. We don't know when it's going to go boom, but let me tell you, when the dike goes, the little Dutch boy is probably going to be running, but he's going to see that crack extending and his finger's not going to stop it.
That's right.
I want to be positive about this, because if you're sitting at home and you've got backup power and you've got warm water and you can cook food and you can grow chickens and you've got some carrot bars gold and you've got some alternative way of communicating, whether it's ham radio, and you're able to help your neighbors because you've actually inspired them to say, hey, they saw you prepping 5 years earlier, and neighbors, you're doing carrot bars? Is that part of your prepping? You've got heritage seeds? You've got fruit trees in your yard, or you've got a little greenhouse on the side of your house that even in the wintertime you can still grow things because you kept the soil temperature above 55 degrees. You can grow stuff in winter. Just keep the soil. You can run a hot water tube through the bottom of your greenhouse, even on the outside of your house, in wintertime. Do you know that? If you keep the soil at 55 degrees, the sunlight's enough to make your food grow even in the winter, even without heating your greenhouse. Do people know that? These are real simple things to do. I really want people to understand that as you help your neighbors, you see, and a lot of people say, well, I don't have a very long list, and they think, well, I'll be embarrassed to tell my relatives, my colleagues in my business, whether they're accountants or dentists or whatever. Turn the question around. You can't really insult people into thinking better, but you can ask them questions into thinking better. Would you like to dial it forward and find out that all your colleagues in your specialty, maybe they're accountants or they're dentists or they're moms at home, and face them when their money doesn't go anywhere and they can't buy the groceries they're used to buying or even be able to put gas in their car to get to work, even if they carpool? Would you want to be telling your brothers and sisters and your colleagues and your relatives and your neighbors, well, if you did carrot bars 2 years ago, you would be fine now and you'd have gold by the gram and you'd have some exchangeable currency to buy, you know, stuff from other people, even buy land? No. I mean, can you face yourself if you haven't done that? I don't know. What do you think, Pete? Because to me, the best thing to do is to kind of fast forward to a scenario and say, oh, yeah, I do have relatives and I do have friends that should know about carrot bars and start saving gold by the gram. Just think of it that
way. No, that's right. And, you know, you're not spending money. And I think that's the thing that people tend to miss when they look at carrot bars, at least the first time, is that you're not spending money. You're exchanging what is, has no intrinsic value for something that has 100% intrinsic value.
Yeah.
And it's in a form that you can actually utilize if you need to.
Yeah.
And that's part of what carrot bars is after, is trying to get people to conduct commerce in real money.
Yeah.
And the more we people get used to doing that, the sooner we can get back to an economy that's based on, you know, real money and honest and just weights and measures.
Right. In fact, I was watching a show by Vikings who were coming up to Ellesmere Island, which is really far north. It's north of Hudson's Bay and north of Newfoundland, you know, by 500,000 miles. And they were trading 1,000 years ago, and you could see what they had on their old little settlements. They had just weights and measures. They actually had a weight measure scale. And the native people knew that it made logical sense that if they're exchanging this amount of, let's say, tusks from, say, one of these narwhals, which are very expensive because you bring it to as a gift, or you have a, you know, polar bear fur, it's a gift that you give to like a king or an emperor. So when these guys, like these Norwegian traders, came back to Europe, I mean, they came in with a whole bunch of polar bear skins and tusks and so on, and the people went nuts. They said, "You got to be kidding!" And of course, the just weights and measures for the native people was, you know, here's this metal knife, or here's this simple thing. That's how gold works. Gold is going to be so valuable, not only now, it's been purposely suppressed. If they actually had to turn in and provide gold for all the people who have gold notes, paper notes, there's not enough gold in the world by a large margin to satisfy even the paper notes, isn't there? They purposely done this to manipulate gold down to where it's probably worth, in the physical gold, the numbers you hear in terms of dollars, is probably about a tenth of what it's worth. So $2,000 gold should be $20,000 per ounce. And In those mathematics work the other way. If the dollar and the other currencies go poof, which is the only thing that they could do to make the debt go away, because they've now crossed the, as they call it, the debt Rubicon, under Obama, this smirking, smiling, neuro-linguistic programming, talking hypnotist in the White House, they've doubled the debt from $9 trillion, with a T, like a Tyrannosaurus financial rex, to $20 trillion. That's pretty crazy. He's increased the debt more than all other presidents in American history. And he's not expanded the economy. And he's cut the corporate tax rates the highest of any advanced first and second nation on the planet for corporations in middle and upper class. We pay more taxes. If you had a business in Canada, you know what the highest corporate tax rate is in Canada is? 15%. It's like 45% here. Are you kidding? There's a time with Canada. Why do you think, if you want to see why the car manufacturers moved from Michigan and Ohio to Ontario, Canada, it's like, are you kidding? And they also have rolled workers' compensation into regular care. So if you go to your family doctor, he can take care of your work comp. He'll fill in the forms. You know, we've done things in such a stupid and corrupt way, we've literally worked our way out of jobs and corporations and businesses. And that's what Trump wants to fix. He says, why'd you do this? Does this make sense? Because it's a byproduct of corruption like Hillary and the district of criminals, D.C. Now, of course, that trickles down to you, where you have to realize if you take personal responsibility and start saving gold by the gram, it can't be devalued by a government, and you can't go and borrow on it so you get somebody elected. What Obama's done when he says, I'm going to give you an Obama phone, I'm going to give you Obama this and Obama that, and Obama eventually runs out and say, hey, I know America's an ATM card, but my card's bouncing now. It's going to bounce soon, isn't it?
That's right.
And when it bounces, all this stuff about Black Lives Matter, how about White Lives Matter, how about All Lives Matter, no matter what your skin color. And when people don't have EBT cards, they're going to, I mean, the secure video on, I'm sure that woman going nuts, she's smashing stuff, throwing stuff, you can't buy this and that, and she throws it through the window, plate glass window, so all of a sudden now you got a giant window expense for the store, too. If you don't think that's going to happen, how long, if you think that's not going to happen, have you been delusional? Just ask yourself questions. I tell people the most important thing is not to insult people. Get them to ask good questions. If you ask good questions, like, what are you going to do if you're, let's say you got $500,000 in the bank and all of a sudden it's worth $10,000. What are you going to do when gasoline, because the dollar is so valueless, the gasoline prices get so high that even the countries that will ordinarily ship oil crude to us, because remember now, we're shipping our crude to other countries, but we're having to import it from other countries at high expense, all part of a game by the oil companies. We could be energy independent. We don't want to be. We want to sell our stuff to other people at a cut price. We want to be bringing it in expensive. And the gasoline prices should be a fraction of what they are now, but they're not. When oil prices drop, do you see the gas price drop? No, not in your life. The taxes and all the other things the government does. Are they rebuilding bridges and infrastructures? You're kidding. Obama hasn't rebuilt anything. That's why when the bridge that comes across the Highway 10 coming into California, to take the traffic out of San Pedro, coming into the, I think, the busiest west coast port in the United States is San Pedro, we lost, I think, 2 or 3% of our GDP per month because they couldn't transport the product through Highway 10 through the desert because we couldn't afford the repair of the infrastructure. Duh. I just tell people, the most important pathway to change people's minds is not to kind of lay out why they've made bad conclusions. It's to ask them good questions so they have to make their own conclusions. Because if you tell people what to think and not how they got there, they're just going to get madder than hell at you and dig their heels in, even if they know they're wrong. In other words, I agree with Trey Gowdy. I don't think you just insult people. I think you ask tough questions, and they'll pull themselves out by their bootstraps and say, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. Not that you change their mind. They're going to change their own mind. They're going to come to the conclusion of, I don't care if my brother's a dentist. I'm going to talk to him. I don't care if my sister's an accountant. I'm going to talk to her. I don't care if my friend and colleague teaches at the university, is a tenured professor. I'm going to talk to him about gold. And then you're going to get out of your paradigm and realize if your neighbors don't have gold and food and are prepped up to some degree, they're going to desperately come to your house for your stuff, and they may be armed and dangerous and hungry and starving and dehydrated. In other words, you've got to care for your neighbor or your neighbor will take care of you. How's that? It'd be like the mafia. They'll take care of you. I saw a prepper show, and they had to shut it down, but one of the last prepper shows a few years ago, they actually had some prepper group that their prep was not to save all their own stuff or buy stuff for prepping. It was to identify where preppers were so they could go in armed and attack them and take their stuff. Now, most preppers I know are armed to the teeth and are good shots. And they're not just saving heritage seeds and so on. They're getting ready for hungry and starving and crazed people coming to the place to take their stuff. So that scheme, and I'm sure that the network that put that show out, they got a lot of complaints. I know I complained. And I'm sure they also got lawsuits to say, you're actually telling people to commit a crime to attack their neighbors. But guess what? There's not going to be any police around to stop it from happening when people get nuts. And, it doesn't get really nuts. Let's say just slightly nuts. Let's say the dollar gets devalued 30%. Wouldn't it be nice to have a gram of gold that now the gram of gold goes from being costing you $54 to buy it to being worth $200 in terms of buying power? That would be really good, wouldn't it?
It would. It would absolutely be good.
Right.
It would absolutely be good.
So in other words, when you start doing a gold, say, by gold business, It's a win-win. No, it's impossible to lose. All you've got to do is build a network and work deep, and you're going to build a business. It just requires consistency, working deep, getting help from your upline. If you don't know what to do, you don't feel motivated. The first thing is don't defeat yourself and say, well, I can't talk to my doctor. I can't talk to my brother. I can't talk to my colleagues.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that you need to do is detach yourself from the outcome and not be emotionally attached to whether somebody says yes or no.
Exactly. In other words, all you're doing is sharing. If they say no, hey, would you like me to send you further information in the future? But otherwise, I respect that. Thank you. We'll next. In other words, you got to get. We're used to the word next. And even if someone seems motivated and they don't do anything, don't spend time with them. Don't waste your time. Only spend time with people who actually are motivated and want to do it. In fact, the fact that you don't try to nurse them will tick them off, and maybe they're going to bug you in a month or so and say, hey, no, maybe I'm going to re-examine that. You'll find that, too. Don't hold their hand when they won't run with you.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You know, I was just trying to get an analogy of what we're doing here on NutraMedical, whether it's health issues or financial issues or spiritual issues. It's like being in an ice cream shop on a hot day, and you've got your truck rolled down right near the beach, and you got every variety possible, and you also have it at low price. So anybody can afford it. And you even have a little extra in the kitty because people donate. So if you found somebody that just can't afford an ice cream, you can give them one. Like our gentleman Royce to say, hey, I want to do the business too. I'm blind, but I've listened to them too well. Is this for me? Of course it is. This scoop of hope is for you out there. Now, you don't know you necessarily need it, but when you get down on the beach and it's hot and you're sweating and you want to have something to keep your energy up, you need that scoop of hope, that scoop of carrot bar hope. You want that scoop of nutraceuticals that are going to keep your health up so someone doesn't look over the top of their glass and say, you got a blocked artery, you got cancer, you got whatever. But this is a form of a cure for financial cancer, financial autoimmune diseases, which you don't even know that you have because it's silent yet but hasn't popped up and gotten you, where it's painful to walk, or now your feet are burning financially because you didn't realize you have what we call financial polyneuropathy. How's that? That you were dealing with funny money that the next bank chairman or Janet Yellen, I love her name, Yellen, she's like she's yelling because people are going to catch on to the fact she's going to do something catastrophic here, like raise the interest rate in a negative economy or make it a Fed Reserve coin, they call it a Fed coin, which is a digital money that doesn't exist in real time, but they even make the funny money into we call fantasy money. How's that?
That's right.
So, you know, she always has this look on her face like, I haven't done it yet. She's got that look of guilt. Mm-hmm. And what I want people to understand is that don't be a victim. Take that scoop of hope. Like, we're like the hope ice cream shop, whether it's health issues or financial or spiritual, we're trying to give you hope. And the ice cream truck's open. It's open for everybody. Nobody, there's nobody that can be excluded from this business. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this in Brazil or Russia, China, Indonesia, some third world country, Pakistan. We have people that do care parts everywhere in the world. That's amazing to me, isn't it? It's amazing to me how fast our network spread worldwide. Within weeks, we had people all over the world that were actually doing care parts downline and trying to build a network and realize, this is for me no matter where. I can be in Pakistan, I can be in New Guinea, I can be in Uganda, I can be in Sao Paulo, Brazil, I can be anywhere.
Exactly.
And you don't need to worry about what's going to happen to your local currency. Your local currency in these social communist countries in South America can go to the hell in a handcart, and you're still laughing. In fact, I'll tell you what they're doing. Their flight's going down to Argentina. They're actually checking their luggage to see if they sewed into the luggage sidewalls silver or gold coins. You know that? They're trying to put through the scanner to catch people bringing silver gold coins into their luggage. Well, gold by the gram's even better. It's exchangeable around the world. It's a reserve currency. It is a gold saving plan. It's a way to rescue your neighborhoods, too. So they have some kind of exchangeable currency. It's a way of making sure that you're not going to be a victim when things do go crazy. Because the only option that the globalists and the bankers have is to devalue the money and make it biometric and go digital. And it's coming. Save yourself. Take that scoop of hope from the ice cream truck of carrot bars and get ready for a hot day. We're ready for you. We'll help you. Don't give up. Get that scoop of hope.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.